Tape script 5.3.
Did anyone see that article in the paper the other day about brand names?
Not sure. What did it say?
Well, it said how important brands are to young people.
It sounds pretty boring to me.
What sort of brands?
Well, you know, clothes, drinks, food, cigarettes, things like that. It said that lots of young people need them to create an identity for themselves.
Sounds really heavy.
No, it wasn't. It was interesting.
I think there's something in it. I remember when I was about 13, I wanted a pair of Levi jeans. I mean, they had to be Levi's. I went into the shop and they had Wranglers, but not Levi's. I remember storming out and then getting home feeling depressed. I wouldn't go out with my friends until I'd actually got some real Levi's. They had to have that little orangey label.
That was like me when I was only about 12. Everyone had Nike shoes. So that's what I wanted. I didn't care whether they were comfortable or not, or what my mum and dad thought about them. As long as they had that Nike symbol on them, that was all that mattered.
My parents were always broke, so I got what I was given. If they'd had more money, I'd probably be more worried about what I wear now. As it is, I don't really care.
It's a bit the same with drinks. I mean, Coca-Cola and Levi jeans are fairly similar, aren't they?
Except you can't drink jeans.
You know what I mean, Pete. I wish you'd stop being so childish. Jeans are a sort of uniform. If you're young and you don't drink Coke, there must be something wrong with you.
I don't drink Coke, and there's nothing wrong with me.
Well, you're not exactly young, are you? Anyway, what do you drink?
Fanta, 7-Up. I'm just not keen on Coke. And I really like the Fanta adverts on telly.
Exactly. It's all a question of image.
Rubbish.
It's not rubbish, Pete. Image is important. Think of how many people want a Mercedes or a BMW. They're status symbols.
I don't see what cars have got to do with drinking Coke.
Anyway, this article I was reading said it isn't just kids that are obsessed with brands. It said that strong brands reflect people's deepest emotions. Like, people are attracted to Volvo cars because they have a safe, dependable image.
It's funny, though, because you can buy things without really being aware of their image. I mean, last year, I bought myself a new coat in Harrods. It wasn't particularly expensive, but every time anyone saw the Harrods label inside, they'd say, "Oh, you're going up in the world," or "Has someone died and left you some money?" Irritating remarks like that. I really regret buying it now. I wish I'd gone to Marks and Spencer's instead. You know, somewhere more ordinary like that.
When I bought my Armani shirt, I knew how people would react. So as soon as I got it home, I cut the label off.
Blimey, I wish I had enough money to buy an Armani shirt. I wouldn't cut the label off. I'd make sure everyone could see it.
Actually, to be honest, I wish I hadn't cut the label off now. It's not quite the same somehow.
Yeah. Oh, look, you lot, stop sidetracking me. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. This article also said that brands give young people something to believe in. It makes them feel more adult.
It's a bit like the Body Shop. I know loads of teenagers who buy soap and stuff there because they believe that the Body Shop cares about animals and the environment.